Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
In on the little community today, we find Lum at the hotel talking to the new bellhop, Cedric. Listen.
Cedric, you made an awful mistake when you give Abner $10 for that bellhopping job yesterday. That was way yonder too much.
Well, I don't know. I've got $4 of it back already. Another day and a half and I'll have it paid for at that rate.
You mean you've got $4 in tips since yesterday?
Yes, Mom. Them three fellas up there in that room together just throws money away.
Yeah, but I hate to see a young man like you just throwing away your future just for what few nickels you can pick up. You ought to have more ambition than that.
Yes, Mom.
A young feller like you ought to be looking forwards in life. There ain't no future to being just a bellhop.
Well, I thought I was doing so well, too. Making a heap more money than my pa is right now.
You know, what you ought to do is to get to be assistant something, like assistant manager.
Yeah, but I don't know nothing I could be assistant manager of.
You reckon that bellhop uniform would fit me all right?
Yes, Mom. It's a little big for me. Just about fits you, I reckon.
Ah, oh, that's what I thought. Slip that coat off and let me try it on, Cedric.
Well, I can't slip it off. I ain't got no shirt on under it.
I believe it'll fit all right. Cedric, how would you like to be assistant manager of the hotel here?
Well, I'd like it fine, but I don't know nothing about running a hotel.
No, sir. A bright young fella like you take that job and study the hotel business, ain't no telling where he could go. Right on up to the top of the ladder. Wouldn't you like to see your name out there in front of the hotel? Mountain View Inn, Cedric Weehunt, assistant manager.
I'll bet Clarabel Seastunk be proud of me, boy.
Why, of course he'd be proud of you. Mom and Papa'd be proud of you. Everybody'd be proud of you.
I'd be proud of myself, too.
Natural. Tell you what I'm going to do, Cedric. I'm going to make a sacrifice. I'm interested in you and want to see you make a success out of yourself. I'll just step down and out of the assistant manager's office and give you that job. Just turn it over to you.
Well, that wouldn't leave nobody to do the bellhopping, though.
Well, I've got a fellow in mind I think could handle that all right. Fact is, I know he'd take it. I won't have nothing else to do no way. I may as well. No, you need to worry about... Wait a minute. Who's that counting? Oh, Dick Huddleston.
Well, when do I get to start being assistant manager?
Well, wait till after Dick leaves, Cedric. We'll talk about it some more. Now, you better go back in the kitchen and see if you can help the widow Abernathy any.
Yes, Mom. I'm going to be assistant manager. Goody, goody, goody.
Well, howdy, Lum.
Yeah, come in, Dick. Come in.
How are you today?
Oh, just fine now, Dick. Just closed a big business deal. Make me a lot of money.
Well, that's fine, Lum. What line of business is it?
Well, it's a branch of the hotel business, what it is. Sit down, Dick, sit down.
No, I can't stay long. I've got to be getting on back to the store directly. I just thought I'd bring this mail over to the hotel there for you.
Oh, bring the mail over.
Yeah, there it is.
Professor Collinmore's been calling down this morning. Won't know if the mail had been brung over yet. He was expecting a letter, I think.
Yeah, well, there's one in there for him, all right.
Oh, good. This is Miss Ella May and Sarah Rogers. Them's the two old maids. They still think they're fooling us.
That fella's still dressing up like a woman, huh?
Oh, yeah. Sarah is.
Yeah.
I can tell she's a man, though. She ain't fooling me none. Here's a letter for Miss Gwendolyn Smith, in care of Mr. and Miss John Smith. There's another one thinks she's fooling us.
Yeah, say, where is that midget? I haven't seen her for a day or two, huh?
Well, they stay in the room right now all the time. Just come down for the meals is about all. They're about the only ones that eats in the dining room. Them and Trixie and the two old maids. Rest of them all has their victuals sent up to the room. That's what makes the bellhopping such a good job around here.
Oh, wait a minute. Who's it coming in there, Lon? There's a guest I never have seen here before.
Granny's, I don't know. Never have saw him before myself. Why, is there something for you?
He's going right on upstairs, ain't he?
Yeah, must be hard to hear. I never seen so many strange men wandering around in my life. Been coming and going all day long.
Well, you oughtn't to let strangers just walk right in that way, Lum.
No, I reckon I ought to stop them here at the desk and find out what their business is.
Why, sure, you've got to protect your guests. You can't just let people come and go when they please. They're liable to go into somebody's room and steal something.
Yeah, you're right. Just right about it. I'll put a stop to that.
Well, sure.
Well, here's that letter for Professor Herbert Collingmore. I reckon I better telephone him up and take it up to him.
There's one there for Trixie, too, Lum.
Yeah, I was just looking at it here. Hey, Granny's, it's the same kind of envelope that Professor Collingmore's is in, too.
It is? Let me see.
Look there.
From the same place, too, Lum. See there, they're both postmarked Chicago.
Well, I do know.
By George, both of them was mailed on the same day and at the same time, too. Look at that.
How do you know?
5:30 p.m. stamped right on there. That's funny, not? They'd be getting letters from the same person when they don't even know one another. If Professor Collingmore's a ringleader of that gang, Lum, this looks like Trixie's right in with them.
No, I don't believe she is, Dick. I just can't bring myself to believe it.
Well, now, Abner was telling me that he saw Trixie and Mr. Collingmore talking together the other day.
Oh, I don't care what you say. I just don't believe Trixie's a jewel thief. She's too nice a girl.
I think Trixie's got you pretty badly fooled, Lum.
No. Abner thinks she's part of the gang, too. You fellas just don't know Trixie.
Do you know where she was at yesterday afternoon?
Oh, yeah. She borrowed Cedric's car and she went for a little drive.
Who'd she go with, though?
She went by herself.
Well, now, that's what I was afraid of. I don't like to be carrying tales, Lum, but I don't want to see Trixie make a fool out of you, neither. Trixie stopped down there close to my store yesterday and picked up Professor Collingmore, and they drove into the county seat together yesterday.
She never done such a thing. I asked her where she'd been, again she got back, and she said she'd taken a drive down the Holly Springs Road, and that's west of here.
Well, I don't know what she told you, Lum. Professor Collingmore went with her, and they went towards the county seat.
Well, I do know. I never would have thought she'd have did that.
Well, she did.
That Professor Collingmore. I wish he'd take his gang and get out of this hotel.
If he was to, he'd more likely take Trixie with him, Lum. She's a part of that gang just as sure as I'm standing here.
No. Yes, that Professor Collingmore is just trying to beat my time with her's all. The snake in the weeds.
Well, I'm afraid that you'll find out we're right before this thing's over, Lum.
Well, Dick, if she was a member of that gang, we'd see her with some of the rest of them. The two old maids, or Mr. and Miss Smith, and that midget, Gwendolyn, are them three fellas from Chicago.
Yeah, that is funny. That Professor Collingmore is the only one she seems to know.
Well, the whole thing's funny, if you ask me. I allowed that Detective Wilson would have had the whole thing cleared up by this time.
Has he found out anything yet, Lum?
I don't know. He don't talk a whole lot.
He don't?
Just slips around listening to doors and peeping through the keyholes and all such as that. Getting clues, I reckon.
Yeah. He looks like a pretty shrewd fellow, all right.
Oh, yeah, he knows what he's doing. Nice fellow, too. He's made me and Abner deputy detectives.
Is that so?
Yeah, we're going to split the reward three ways when it... Wait a minute. Here comes another stranger.
Hmm?
Now, I know he ain't looking for a room. He ain't even got a hand satchel.
I don't know as I ever saw that old fellow before, either.
Now, come in, sir. What can we do for you?
There he goes up the stairs.
Hey, come back here. Who do you want to see? I'm the manager, or the sister, or who do you want?
He ain't paying no attention to you.
Hey, stop him there, Dick.
Yes, hey, what is it you want, mister?
Grab that fellow there, Cedric. That's the time. Hold him. Yeah, we'll put a stop to this running in and out of this hotel here.
Don't hurt him, Cedric. Just hold him. We'll get over there.
Thought you'd slip upstairs, did you?
Now, what do you want in here? Who are you, anyway?
Granny's all make him talk. Then you get one of them jiu-jitsu holes on.
No, never mind. I'll talk, Lum. I'll talk. It's me.
Well, I'll swan to goodness. It's Abner. What in the world are you doing with a get-up like that on?
I'm doing some detecting. A few fellas will leave me alone long enough.
Where in the world did you get that outfit?
That fella Wilson, that detective, dressed me up like this. He's got a whole batch of disguises.
Was that you that come through here a while ago that wouldn't stop when I hollered at you?
I've been through here half a dozen times today, and you never even knowed who I was, Lum.
Well, I thought there was a lot of strangers stopping here that I never knowed anything about.
See, I'm helping Mr. Wilson now. He's got me watching all these guests here. I can walk right up to them, and they don't even know who I am.
You couldn't detect nothing.
My doggies, I found out one thing. There ain't no doubts about that Trixie being mixed up with that gang of jewel thieves.
You mean just because she went riding with Professor Collingmore yesterday? We already knew about that.
No, not that. But her and Miss Smith and Gwendolyn and the two old maids is all up there in her room right now talking.
Well, I do know. Now, Grannies, maybe you're right, but I still don't believe it.
Such evidence staring him in the face, Lum can hardly believe in Trixie's innocence any longer. So be sure to join us again in our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge.